gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 22nd, 2017. Welcome to day 307.
We gotta say, if you help, you shouldn't have to say anything. If you help, you shouldn't have to name. If I help somebody, I don't walk around saying, you know, I helped you now. Come on now, you give me some love. I helped you. Man, come on, for real?
All right.
Somebody told me about the tweet a couple of days ago. I don't even tweet. I'm just saying, why is that on your mind? All this stuff going on and that's on your mind that a father didn't say thank you? And you're supposed to be the head of, you know, you're the head of the U.S.? Come on.
Donald Trump called LeVar Ball an ungrateful fool and said that getting his son home was, quote, a really big deal. Trump tweeted that, quote, it wasn't the White House, it wasn't the State Department, it wasn't Father LeVar's so-called people on the ground in China that got his son out of a long-term prison sentence. It was me, in all caps. Ball is the father of one of the three UCLA basketball players detained in China for shoplifting and has refused to thank Trump for getting the players out of China. The Washington Post says Trump and the White House insist that Trump is working for Mar-a-Lago and is very busy today. First, the White House told reporters that Trump, quote, will not have a low-key day and has a full schedule of meetings and phone calls, end quote. Soon after, Trump tweeted that he, quote, will be having meetings and working the phones from the Winter White House in Florida, end quote. But an hour later, Trump left Mar-a-Lago to spend the morning at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. Since the inauguration, Trump has spent 98 days at his private properties, one out of every 3.1 days, and played golf approximately 60 times, or every 5.1 days. The former director of the Office of Government Ethics filed a complaint over Kellyanne Conway's comments about the Alabama Senate race. Walter Schaub said Conway may have violated the Hatch Act, which prohibits federal employees from using their positions for political purposes. Earlier this week, Conway attacked the Alabama Democratic Senate candidate Doug Jones.
Doug Jones in Alabama? Folks, don't be fooled. He'll be a vote against tax cuts. He's weak on crime, weak on borders. He's strong on raising your taxes. He's terrible for property owners.
So
and Doug Jones is a doctrinaire liberal, which is why he's not saying anything and why the media are trying to boost him.
So vote Roy Moore?
I'm telling you that we want the votes in the Senate to get this tax bill through.
CNBC and The Hill are reporting that Gary Cohn faked a bad connection to get off a phone call with Trump during a discussion with Democratic senators about tax reform earlier this month. Senator Tom Carper told CNN that the White House economic advisor wanted to have a conversation on tax reform without Trump, who was traveling in Asia at the time. But Trump called in anyway.
Seriously? And he did. And we've been having about a half an hour conversation with Gary, with Mark Short, and with Shahira Knight, the three people from the administration. We have a great conversation. They're asking questions about 10 or more moderate Democrats and trying to see if there's some kind of middle ground on tax reform. About 30 minutes into the call, Gary gets up and takes a call on his cell phone, comes back into the room, and he says, we have somebody calling in from Asia. And it was the president, which was nice. Nice of him to do that. 15 minutes later, the president is still talking. And I said to Gary, and it was a room where we were all sitting around this big square table, and I said, Gary, why don't you do this? Why don't you just take the phone from your cell phone back and just say, Mr. President, you're brilliant, but we're losing contact, and I think we're going to lose you now, so goodbye. And that's what he did, and he hung up. And then we went back to having the kind of conversation that we needed to, where they asked good questions, looking for consensus, looking for common ground, and I think we've identified a little bit.
The Washington Post says the House GOP tax bill would scrap the $250 educator expense deduction. The deduction, for money that America's 3.6 million teachers spend out of pocket on classroom supplies, costs the federal government about $210 million a year. The Senate GOP tax plan would double the deduction to $500. Meanwhile, out of 38 economists, 37 said the GOP tax plans would cause the debt to increase substantially faster than the economy. The 38th economist misread the question. And out of the polls, Politico says 36% of Americans expect to pay more federal, state, and local taxes under the House tax plan. 39% said they strongly or somewhat support it, while 31% oppose it, and the rest are undecided. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.
It was me!